Good evening. This is Pastor Zachary Corey of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Wahoo, Nebraska, and I welcome you to our Wednesday evening service for the fifth Sunday of Lent, the week of the fifth Sunday of Lent. This will be our final midweek service. The last two technically didn't happen, and I do intend to post online regarding the third and fourth petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Specifically my meditations on those. I intend to post them online in a text format. So we're just going to go ahead and stay on the original schedule, which is for tonight to be focused on the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy of being praised with pure voices forever. O Son of God, O Giver of life, the universe proclaims your glory. Our reading is from Luke chapter 23. And as they led Jesus away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. We continue with our reading of the fifth petition from the Small Catechism. "And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look at our sins or deny our prayer because of them. We are neither worthy of the things for which we pray, nor have we deserved them, but we ask that he would give them all to us by grace, for we daily sin much and surely deserve nothing but punishment. So we too will sincerely forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Christian wants both to be forgiven as well as to forgive. So number one, we want forgiveness for our sins. And we want forgiveness for our sins because God has opened our eyes for Christ's sake, granting us penitential hearts. So we hear the law of God in the Ten Commandments. We're convicted when we reflect upon them and observe our sinfulness in our lives based on them. We hear about the consequence of hell as a result of disobeying God, and we don't want it. And we see with eyes of faith that Christ died for our sins as we stand convicted, and we want to receive what is offered in Christ's sacrifice. And so we want forgiveness for our sins, and God wants to grant it to us. There's only one thing that might stand in our way, however. As we forgive those who trespass against us, we ought also to want to forgive. As Christians, we should want to forgive. Now, don't misunderstand me. We're saved by grace through faith, not by works. We're not saved because we forgive others. That's not what Christ was saying. And yet, notice his wording. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We should want to forgive because we have been forgiven. Right? Scripture tells us we love because he first loved us. While suffering his crucifixion, Jesus forgives his enemies by praying for those who are impenitent, that the Father would forgive them. Right? Notice that. They are impenitent. They are railing against him, as we heard or read in our reading tonight. They do not care. They're not repenting over the fact that they are killing God, that they are crucifying him. But Jesus prays to God that he would open their eyes to see what they have done so that they would repent, and so that then they would be reconciled to the Father. Christ has goodwill toward his enemies. He loves them. So another way to translate this phrase is this: we are charitable because he has first been charitable to us. Right? Charity is needed by those who are poor, by those who need forgiveness, even if they don't realize they need forgiveness. Then our forgiveness toward them is not applied necessarily, but our forgiveness toward them comes out of us in prayer that they would repent of what they've done against us. Now, this doesn't mean that we forgive those who refuse to acknowledge their sin, or who justify themselves, or who otherwise don't want our forgiveness, right? You don't forgive someone if they don't want your forgiveness because they don't think that they need any forgiveness. They don't think that they've done anything wrong. And yet, depending on the offense even, there are times when we even need to overlook a sin, especially if it's a minor sin, right? And this happens in our households all the time or with people at work. We get on each other's nerves. We offend each other easily. And sometimes the best thing that we can do is just overlook those things because we know someone is hungry and so they're hangry, right? We know that they've been having a rough day or they're going through some emotional situation at home or elsewhere. And so we call it giving the benefit of the doubt, right? We overlook someone's offense toward us because it is minor. But whenever we are sinned against, at the very least, we ought always to pray to God to forgive that person their sin, that God would forgive them, and then grant us a heart that is merciful toward them, with which we then further hope and pray that they would repent so that we can actually be reconciled to them. In fact, as we know from the Office of the Keys in our catechism, not just the pastor, but even Christians, all Christians, the entire church, has the authority given by Christ not only to forgive sins, but even to bind sins to the person who refuses to repent. But the only reason we do that is not because we're wanting to fulfill our anger and justify our grudge against someone, but we hold them according to their sin in hopes that they would repent. We confront them according to Matthew 18, or we at the very least, again, pray for them. We love because he first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, in this earthly life we endure sufferings and death before we enter into eternal glory. Grant us grace at all times to subject ourselves to your holy will and to continue steadfast in the true faith to the end of our lives, that we may know the peace and joy of the blessed hope of the resurrection of the dead and of the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, be with the doctors and nurses and all others who minister to the needs of those who are ill. Through their wise and compassionate service, grant relief to the suffering and hope to the afflicted, so that all may know of your boundless care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, look down from heaven, behold, visit, and relieve your servants who stand in need of our prayers. Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Reverend President Matthew Harrison, the Reverend President Richard Snow, our Concordia seminaries, colleges, and schools, our sister churches, the United States of America, President Donald Trump, Governor Pete Ricketts, and of our own Sarah, Gloria, Lee and Sandra, John and Addie, Judy, Bernice, Marge, Velva, Elaine, Gail, Lavona, Catherine, Lauren, Valerie, Jacob, and myself. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy. Grant them comfort and sure confidence in you. Defend them from all danger and keep them in perpetual peace and safety. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for the evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our constant companion on the way, kindle our hearts, and awaken hope among us, that we may recognize you as you are revealed in the Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread. Grant this for your name's sake. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. God's blessings on the rest of your week.